九节。
Nine.
有一个少年人名叫尤推古，坐在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时，少年人睡熟了，就从三层楼上掉下去，扶起他来已经死了。
Ten.
第十节。保罗下去扶在他身上，抱着他说，你们不要发慌，他的灵魂还在身上。十一节。保罗又上去拨饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮这才走了。十二节。
12.
有人把那童子活活的领来，得的安慰不小。这里是使徒行传当中记载关于保罗所行的一件神迹。
This is a passage recording a miracle performed by Paul.
但是在这个神迹当中，它的背景、它的内容其实是比较不一样的。
But this miracle, the context is quite different.
这里讲说保罗和众信徒他们彻夜的学习、读经、查考道理。
Here it says, they study his the Bible and he preached until midnight.
但是在这个认真学习查考认真聚会的过程当中，
when they were studying very hard,
却发生了一个很严重的意外。
There was a very bad accident.
在这里讲到说有一个年轻人名叫尤推古。
There was a young man named Eutychus.
他坐在窗台上，最后就在窗台上睡着了。
He sat by the window and he fell asleep.
而且他从窗台摔出去，跌落三层楼就死了。
And he fell down from the third story and died.
这个是圣经当中唯一一个记载聚会到有人死掉的内容。
This was the only instance where someone died in the middle of the service.
这个是一件非常奇怪的事情。
It was a very strange event.
通常我们讲说聚会学道理，神所喜悦。
We say that God is pleased when we attend services and study His word.
一同来聚集敬拜神，应该是神所赐福的。
To gather and to worship God is something that is blessed.
但是为什么在这里会因为聚会而有一个年轻人摔死了呢？
But why is it that this young man died in the middle of the service?
为什么在热心聚会当中却有这样子的意外发生呢？
How come in his when he's for fervent and ten service this accident happened?
所以我们今天就从这一个很特殊的意外来做一点思考，来做我们的学习。
So we'll make some reflections from this accident.
其实它整件事情的关键在哪里？
And what is the key factor in this event?
它的关键就是这个少年人坐在窗台上。
That this young man sat by the window.
为什么这个少年人要坐在窗台上？
Why did he sit by the window?
这个圣经当中并没有特别详细的记载。
The Bible did not elaborate.
但是在这里我们却看到。
But here we can see.
说他们讲到半夜，而且在这楼上有好些的灯烛。
At that, Paul continued his message until midnight, and there were many lamps.
所以是不是因为有太多的蜡烛了，所以房子里面的空气流动不好？
Was it because there are too many lamps, so it was stuffy in the room?
还是因为讲论太久，这个少年人已经听得有些厌烦了？
Or that this message was too long, and this young man got tired?
但是不管是什么原因，
But regardless of the reason,
也不知道是什么理由。
Or the cost.
一个事实就是他坐在了窗台上。
The fact is he sat by the window.
因为他坐在窗台上。
Because he sat by the window.
所以他最后睡着就摔下去了。
When he fell asleep, he fell down from third story.
所以这件事情要让我们今天每一个信徒去做一个思考。
So all of the members had to reflect.
不管今天这个少年人是什么原因、什么理由。
Regardless of the cause.
他把自己放在一个危险的环境当中。
And he put himself in danger.
因为把自己放在危险的环境当中。
Because he put himself in danger.
所以到最后就因为这个危险的环境而失去了自己的性命。
And he lost his life because of this.
我相信当这个少年人坐在窗台上的时候，
I believe when this young man sat by the window,
他从来没有想到自己会睡着。
He did not think that he would fall asleep.
他更没有想到自己会摔到窗外。
And he did not think that he would fall down from the window.
他更从来没有想到那就是他生命结束的一天。
And he did not think that that was the end of his life.
因为一个人如果知道自己可能会睡着，
if someone know that they might fall asleep,
一个人如果知道自己可能会摔出去会摔死，
if someone knows that they might fall out of the window and die,
那他就不会把自己放在危险当中。
They would not put themselves in danger.
那但是人的问题在哪里？
But what is the problem with man?
太多时候都是我们觉得很有把握，觉得没有问题。
We feel too comfortable and we think that there's no problem.
坐在这里坐一下没有关系。
It's okay to sit here for a while.
房子里面乌烟瘴气，外面的空气很好。
It's so stuffy in the room and the air outside is fresh.
这些大人不知道要讲到几点，我坐在这里看看夜景。
I don't know when this message will end, so I can sit here and look out the window.
所以当这个少年人坐在窗台上，他从来没有想到自己会跌倒。自己会死掉。
When he sat by the window, he did not think that he would die.
就像一个信徒把自己放在危险当中，从来没有想到自己有一天会跌倒。
Just as a member who put himself in danger, he did not think that he would fall.
我们总觉得说不会啦，应该没有问题。
Think that it's not a big deal, it's no problem.
我们觉得说没有关系，我有神看顾，我应该可以平安稳度。
We think that it's fine. God is watching over us, so we'll be safe.
是的，我们的信仰有高有低。
Yes, there are highs and lows in our faith.
当你在属灵的高峰的时候，
when we're at a spiritual high,
的确你不会被外在的环境所影响，的确你不会落入魔鬼的陷阱。
It's true that we will not be influenced by the world or fall into Satan's temptation.
但是我们并不是永远都在属灵的高峰。
But we will not always be at the spiritual high.
人有人信仰有高，但是也有低的时候。
There will be highs and lows.
在高峰，你的确不怕任何的试探引诱。
At the highest point, you're not afraid of all these temptations.
但是当你属灵进入了低潮，
But when you are at a spiritual low,
当你信仰生命在软弱，
When you are weak in your spirit,
而这个时候你还在身在危险的环境里面，
And you're still in this dangerous environment,
那你就危险了。
Then you are in danger.
所以在这里这个少年人的选择要给你我今天做一个提醒。
So this young man's choice can serve as a reminder for us.
我们千万不要太自以为有把握。
We cannot be too sure.
更不要想说绝对不会是我。
And we cannot think that it will never be us.
我们看彼得啊。
Let's look at Peter.
我们看马可福音。
Book of Mark.
我们来看马可福音的第14章。
Mark chapter 14.
马可福音第14章。
Mark 14.
14章的第27节。
14:27.
耶稣对他们说，你们都要跌倒，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。28节。但我复活以后，你要在你们以先往加利利去。29节。彼得说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。30节。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，在今天夜里鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。31节。彼得却极力地说，我就是必须与你同死，也总不能不认你。我们再看37节。
Let's also look at 36.
耶稣回来了，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，西门，你睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。在这里是我们很熟悉的彼得否认耶稣的事情。
This is a story we're very familiar with when Peter denied what Jesus said.
在这里主耶稣说你们要跌倒。
Jesus said you will be made to stumble.
但是彼得说，众人就算都跌倒，我也绝不跌倒。
Peter said even if all are made to stumble, yet I would not be.
彼得对主耶稣讲说，就算跟你同死，我也绝不会离弃你。
Peter said to Jesus, if I die with you, I will not deny you.
在这个时候，彼得讲的话是世世淡淡，非常有把握。
And Peter was very certain of it.
但是他只有一件事没有认识到，说原来他的属灵生命已经非常的软弱了。
But he did not recognize that his spiritual life was very weak.
所以虽然他说，我绝不会否认耶稣。
He said, I will never deny Jesus.
虽然他说，众人跌倒，我也不跌倒。
He said, if all are made to stumble, I will not be.
但是这时候耶稣却对他说，彼得，你还在睡觉吗？
But Jesus said to Peter, are you still sleeping?
所以彼得没有认识到自己的软弱。
Peter did not recognize his own weakness.
所以他没有警醒，不知道要祷告。
He was not watching and praying.
彼得马上要面对他人生当中最大的挑战。
He was about to face his greatest challenge in his life.
但是他却没有认清自己，而觉得绝对没有问题。
He did not recognize his own weaknesses.
所以彼得在这里就留下了他人生最大的遗憾。
So, Peter had his greatest regret in his
life. 虽然圣经当中没有特别讲到彼得的心情。
Bible did not talk about how Peter felt.
但是我相信这否认耶稣这件事情却陪伴了他一辈子。
But I believe Peter denying Jesus stayed with him in his entire life.
成为他心中最大的痛。
Became his greatest pain in his heart.
所以你看彼得在写彼得前后书的时候，
When Peter wrote the first and second Peter,
他总是不断地告诉信徒说，你们要警醒，你们要警醒，你们要警醒。
He continued to tell the members to watch.
因为他就是这警醒世上最大的失败者。
Because he felt the great, he had the greatest failure in watching.
因为他没有警醒，以至于他在这一条信仰的路上跌了一个大跟斗。
Because he did not watch, he stumbled in his faith.
所以他人生当中留下一个非常大的遗憾跟痛苦。
That was his greatest regret and pain in his life.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们千万不要总觉得自己没问题，自己不会跌倒。
We cannot think that we will be fine and we will not stumble.
不要总觉得说我很安全，就算身处在这种乌烟瘴气的环境当中，我也能够出淤泥而不染。
We cannot think that even if we're in a bad environment, we can still be good.
因为你不知道。
Because you do not know.
而这个险是不值得去冒的。
And it is a risk not worth taking.
所以我们每一个人都要详细的观察自己的环境。
We have to watch our surroundings.
不管是我们的工作环境。
Maybe our work environment,
或者是我们所交的朋友
the friends that we make,
我们都要谨慎小心
we need to be watchful.
千万不要把自己放在危险当中
we cannot put ourselves in danger.
如同这一个年轻人
just as this young man,
当他坐在窗台上
when he sat by the window,
他从来没有想到自己会睡着
he did not think that he would fall asleep.
但是不管他是怎么想的
But doesn't matter how he thought.
也不管他是什么原因坐在这个窗台上。
And regardless of the reason he sat by the window.
最后的结果就是他摔死了。
The result was he died.
所以人生当中很多事情是没有什么有是没有办法后悔的。
And there are things in life that we cannot regret.
我们走过的路是没有办法回头重来。
We cannot turn back and start over.
所以让我们不要在生命当中留下遗憾。
So let's not have regrets in this life.
所以这个是从这个里面我们第一个去思考的。
This is the first reflection we can make.
我们看回来马可福音第二十我们看回来《使徒行传》第二十章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传的第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他说有一个少年人名叫犹推古坐在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时少年人睡熟了就从三楼掉下去扶起他来已经死了我们刚刚讲到说少年人的第一个问题就是他坐在窗台上
The first problem here is that he sat in a window
今天他如果不是坐在窗台上
If he did not sit in a window
其实睡着了并不是一个什么太大的问题
If he fell asleep, it would not be a big problem.
没有在危险当中坐在角落里面睡着了，顶多就是等一下被人家叫起来啊。
If he fell asleep in the corner, then the worst that can happen is someone wake him up.
所以第一个问题就是他把自己放在危险中却不知道。
First problem is he did not know that he put himself in danger.
第二个问题啊。
Second problem.
就是这个年轻人。
This young man,
他们虽然在同一个房屋里面
they were in the same house.
他们虽然在同一场的聚会
they were in the same service.
但是这个年轻人看起来好像在会众当中
As though, this young man seems like he is in the multitude.
但是实际上他是在团契之外
But he was outside of this fellowship.
他有没有在那里?
Was he there?
有，他有在那里。
Yes, he was.
那但是他虽然人在那里。
He was physically there.
但是他却人在心不在，有在教会却没有跟众人在一起。
But his heart was not there. He was in the church, but his heart was not with the people.
哦，所以众人都在聚会。
So everyone were having service.
众人都在学道。
Everyone studied the Bible.
但是他却坐在窗台上，远离了个人啊。
But he sat in the window away from everyone.
哦，所以我们可以想象，在脑海里面想象一个图画。
So we can picture this.
就是在一个屋子里面放了好多的蜡烛。
In this house, there are many lamps.
然后很多的信徒围着保罗在听保罗讲道。
And many members surrounded Paul listening to his message.
但是在一个角落
，But in the corner,
一个年轻人。
There's a young man.
啊，却坐在窗台上面吹风。
He sat in the window enjoying the breeze.
啊，看看这些信徒，再看看外面的风景。
He looked at the members and he looked outside.
其实这个是今天有一些教会里的信徒他们的信仰模式。
This is the type of faith a lot of members have in church.
好像有人有来到教会。
They are physically in church.
但是常常游离在信徒之外。
But they are wandering outside of the church.
虽然是教会的信徒
They are members of the church.
但是不太参与教会其他的活动
But they don't participate in the church events.
每个星期都有来聚会
They come to church every weekend.
但是聚会结束之后却跟弟兄姐妹没有任何的互动
But after service, they don't interact with any members.
永远都是静静的来又静静的离开
Come quietly and leave quietly.
那有时候我们如果是这样子的人啊
And if we're this type of member,
其实这是一个危险的信号
And this is a warning sign.
我们千万不要觉得说感觉到说自己这样子好像还蛮属灵的、哦、
We cannot think that this is quite spiritual.
我来教会我是来看神
I come to church for God.
我不要跟人有太多的互动
I don't interact with anyone.
我来到教会我是要聚会学道
I come to church to have service and learn from the Bible.
我不喜欢参加别人这些讲东讲西
I don't like to participate when people talk too much.
其实这种蓄意的把自己跟信徒隔开
They separate themselves from the members.
其实潜意识里面是一种自我信仰上的骄傲。
Deep down, it is a type of pride in their faith.
其实当一个人在教会里面永远都是孤单一人。
If someone is always by themselves.
好像独行侠，自己来，自己去，没有跟任何人有任何的联系。
They come by themselves and leave by themselves and don't have any contacts.
其实这个是信仰上的一个问题。
This is a problem in faith.
为什么这样子讲呢?
Why do I say this?
啊，因为在约翰一书啊。
In First John.
我们来看一下约翰一书。
First John.
我们看约翰一书的第四章啊
First John chapter 4
约翰一书的第四章
First John chapter 4
二十节
Verse 20
二十节说人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神爱神的也当爱弟兄这是我们从神所受的命令、在这里、使徒约翰特别告诉我们
Apostle John tells us
他说啊，今天如果你说你爱神
If you say you love God
你就会爱你所看见的弟兄
You will see the brothers that you can see、
但是这里特别有讲到一个看见
It says that you can see.
这个看见不是只是纯粹的眼睛看到而已
Not just physically see them.
而是要放在心上
They will be in your heart.
如果你没有把一个人放在心上
If you do not put someone in your heart.
你自然不会晓得怎么去爱他
Naturally you don't know how to love them.
如果你不会爱他
If you don't love them.
那这里讲说你说你爱神你是说谎话的
And you, you say that you love God, then you are a liar.
所以一个人如果跟教会弟兄姐妹没有办法有任何的互动，
if someone does not have any interaction with the church members,
如果一个人来到教会却永远是孤单一人，
if someone goes to church and always by themselves,
其实这是一个信仰上需要谨慎小心的问题啊。
This is a problem that needs to be addressed.
为什么你心中没有其他的人？
Why is it that in your heart there are no one else?
是不是因为你眼中没有其他的人呢？
Is it because no one is in your heart?
所以这里是给我们的一个提醒跟警告。
And this is a reminder and a warning.
这个年轻人最后会从窗台摔下去。
This young man fell down from the window.
有一个很大的问题就是他没有融入这个团体里面。
The problem is that he was not integrated into this group.
我们刚讲过了，不管你有什么原因或理由，
Regardless of the reason,
到最后你都要为自己的选择负责。
You have to be responsible for your choices.
在圣经里面谈到亚玛利人啊，
and the Bible talks about Amalekites.
神曾经吩咐摩西，
and God commanded Moses.
他说你要把亚玛利人的名号从地上抹去。
You have to wipe out the name of Amalekites.
就是他说亚玛利人是你们世世代代的仇敌啊。
Amalekites will be your enemies for generations.
为什么亚玛利人会成为他们世代的仇敌呢？
How come the Amalekites will become their enemies?
因为神对摩西说，因为他们趁你们疲乏困倦的时候。
Because God said to Moses, when you are tired.
他说击杀你们那进后边跟不上的人啊。
Amalekites will strike down the ones that cannot keep up.
所以以色列人浩浩荡荡的出埃及。
So the Israelites left Egypt.
人数众多，势力强盛。
There were many in numbers and they were very strong.
所以没有人敢惹他们。
No one dared to find trouble.
人多啊。
Because there were a lot of them.
但是在他们行进的路上。
But on their journey.
却在他们的后边有一些亚玛利人跟着。
There were Amalekites who followed them.
这亚玛利人跟着做什么？
Why did they follow?
就是把那些跟不上大部队的以色列人，在后面的跟不上的，通通杀掉。
The Amalekites would attack the Israelites who cannot keep up with the multitude.
为什么有的以色列人会跟不上大部队呢？
How come there were Israelites who cannot keep up?
圣经里面也没有告诉我们什么原因啊。
The Bible did not tell us.
有的人就是不喜欢跟着大家一起走。
There are people who did not like the crowd.
我就不喜欢走这么快。
I don't like to walk so fast.
我就是喜欢慢慢散步。
I like to walk slower.
我就是不喜欢跟大家一起。
I don't like to join the
我比较重视我的 privacy。
I want my privacy.
其实人可以有很多很多的原因跟理由。
We can have many, many reasons.
为什么我不能够跟弟兄姐妹相处？
Why is it that I don't get along with brothers?
为什么我不喜欢跟信徒说话？
Why is it that I don't like to talk to members?
为什么团契我通通都不参加？
Why is it that I don't join any fellowship?
为什么教会活动都跟我无关？
Why is it that I don't join any church events?
我只要负责安息日来聚会，我就 A-OK。
All I have to do is to come to service.
然后就觉得说没有关系啊，反正得救是靠耶稣，又不是靠你们。
Then think that it's fine. Salvation was in Jesus, not you.
那我还告诉你，你还真错了。
Then I will tell you, you are wrong.
得救是要靠耶稣，没有错。
It is true that salvation is in Jesus.
但是靠耶稣就要守耶稣的道理啊。
But you need to keep the word of Jesus.
耶稣的道理是叫你要爱弟兄姐妹啊。
The word of Jesus tells us that we have to love our brothers and
sisters. 所以当你今天没有办法跟信徒有任何的互动。
So if today we cannot interact with other members.
你没有互动，你就没有看见。
If you don't interact, then you cannot see.
你没有看见，你就没有办法去爱人。
If you do not see them, you cannot love them.
你没有办法爱人，你怎么有办法守道理？
If you do not love them, how can you keep the word?
你没有守道理，你怎么会得救？
If you don't keep the word, how can you be saved?
所以不要小看这件事情啊。
So let's not look down on this.
我们不要觉得啊，哇，我们那个挥一挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩，还蛮酷的。
Let's not think that we just leave by ourselves is quite cool.
永远在教会独来独往，不跟任何人打交道，我很属灵。
I'm always by myself in church. I'm so spiritual.
这是一个非常大的危机。
It is a very great danger.
所以这是我们今天要小心的。
This is something we need to watch out for.
你如果眼中看不见人
，If you cannot see others,
你自然心中就没有办法爱人。
Then in your heart, you cannot love them.
你怎么爱？
How can you love?
一个都不认识，你要爱谁？
If you don't know them, how can you love them?
一个都不认识，你要关心谁？
If you don't know them, how can you care for them?
一个都不在乎，你要帮谁祷告？
If you don't know them, how can you pray for them?
好，所以这是给我们大家的一个提醒。
And this is a reminder.
我们今天来到这个团契当中。
Today we come to this fellowship.
我们来到这个神的大家庭里面。
So this family of God.
我们就要让自己融入这个家庭，成为这个家庭的一份子。
We need to be involved and become a family member.
是的，你不可能喜欢每一个人。
It's true that you do not have to like everyone.
啊，因为我们大家都是天南地北，有不同的环境，不同的背景。
Because we all come from different backgrounds.
啊，你从不同的国家来，你讲着不同的语言。
You speak different languages.
你成长有不同的环境，你有不同的习惯，跟你有不同的习惯。
You grew up in different cultures, you have different habits.
所以事实，你的确不可能喜欢上每一个人。
It's true that you will not like everyone.
事实，在教会里面，偶尔难免也会有些冲突。
It's true that there will be conflicts in church.
可是，在家庭难道不是这样吗？
Is it the same in the family?
我家里两个小孩。
I have two children in my house.
从小一起长大。
They grew up together.
两个感情应该要很好。
Supposedly they should be very close.
其实他们感情也是不错。
They are very close.
但是啊，感情再不错啊，还是有时吵吵闹闹啊。
But even if they're close, they still fight.
尤其是啊，每次啊，要抢那个 Pokemon 的卡啊，哇，翻脸啊，翻脸不认人的。
They will fight for Pokemon cards.
啊，平常啊，抱着姐姐啊，姐姐姐姐，我爱你啊。
They will embrace each other and say, "I love you."
啊，讲到 Pokemon 啊，通通都没有商量的。
When it comes to Pokemon, there is no discussion.
啊，这个就是小孩啊。
And they're children.
这个就是家庭啊。
It's family.
啊，有时候吵吵闹闹总是难免。
They will fight.
但是心中有彼此。
But they have each other in their hearts.
而家庭当中有爱。
In the family, there is love.
啊，所以啊，虽然难免有时候有一点吵闹。
So even if they fight.
啊，但是到最后一样在爱中能够和好。
In the end, they can reconcile in love.
这个就是家。
This is family.
所以我们要记住一件事情。
We have to remember.
你不是这里的客人。
That we are not visitors here.
不要在这里这么多年还老是把自己当客人。
We cannot be here for so many years and still be visitors.
啊，什么叫客人？
What is a visitor?
来了看看啊，点点头。
You come and you say hi.
然后很 courteous 啊，很有礼貌的跟大家打个招呼。
And greet everyone with courteous.
啊，但是啊，但是啊，虽然打招呼，心中没有人呐、啊，都没有放到心中啊。
You say hi, but you don't put them in your hearts.
啊，然后啊，哎，这个打完招呼啊，来完教会，我就拜拜走啦。
And after church, you go home.
啊，教会有什么需要？教会有什么困难？信徒有什么软弱？与我无干啊。
Whatever the church needs or some members need some prayers, it is not my problem.
这是负责人的事情。
That's the council member's problem.
这是传道的事情。
The pastor's problem.
谁要代祷？不知道，那个名字没听过。
Who needs intercession? No, I don't know.
啊，反正没听过就代表不重要。
I've never heard of this name, so it's not important.
啊，不重要，不就不认识嘛，就不重要啦。
Because I don't know them, so they're not important.
啊，所以我们今天要小心啊。
We have to watch out.
千万不要像这个少年人一样。
Let's not be like this young man.
啊，虽然人在环境当中，虽然人在聚会当中
，He was physically in the service.
但是实际上他已经在团契之外了。
But in reality, he was outside the group.
啊，但是我们如果从另外一个角度来看
，But if we look from another perspective,
在这个楼上有许多的人
，There are many people in this room.
人坐在那边学道，来来去去。总要起来上个厕所。
They study the word and walk around. They start to go to the bathroom.
难道这么多人没有一个人看到这个年轻人坐在窗台上吗？
Did no one notice this young man sitting at the window?
啊，我想应该是有人看见的。
I believe somebody noticed.
啊，如果没有人看见
，If nobody noticed,
啊，其实啊，这些人也有问题呀。
Then there is a problem.
啊，为什么？
Why?
你努力的学到，但是你没有看到有一个年轻人在危险当中。
You study hard for the message, but you did not see a young man in danger.
那你学这么多道理做什么？
Then what's the point of studying?
所以今天学道理不是知识上的累积。
So today when we learn from the word, it's not just for knowledge.
而是生命上的改变。
It is for our change in life.
我们都知道那个好撒玛利亚人的故事，不是吗？
We know the story of the Good Samaritan.
啊，圣经里面讲到有谁？主耶稣讲到有谁？
Who else was there in the Jesus story?
有祭司哦。
There was a priest.
还有谁？
Who else?
有利未人哦。
There was a Levite.
祭司专职服侍神。
A priest is to serve God.
利未人被称为侍奉的支派。
A Levite was a tribe of servitude.
但是当他们看到了这个可怜人。
But when they see this poor man.
哇，大家都好可怕，绕路而行啊。
They walked around him.
哇，怎么被打成这样？
He was badly injured.
也不知道死了没有。
We don't know if he's dead.
啊，不行啊，不行啊！我要赶着去拜神了。
I had to make it to serve God.
我要赶快去献祭呢。
I had to make my offerings.
啊，所以就绕过去了。
So they walked around him.
一直到一个撒玛利亚人出现。
When this good Samaritan showed up.
撒玛利亚人是被以色列人所看低的。鄙视的。
The Israelites looked down on the Samaritans.
因为在撒玛利亚城后来因为撒玛利亚城他们有跟其他的种族有混合的婚姻啊。
Because the people in the city of Samaria, they marry Gentiles.
啊在因为他们后来国家灭亡了。
Because the nation fell.
所以亚述帝国就从其他的地方移了一些外邦人到撒玛利亚城。
Then some of the Syrians moved to the city of Samaria.
因为这样子哈，这是亚述帝国一向都是这样子做的。
That's how the Syrians operate.
亚述帝国就是打下一个地方，就从别的地方搬一大堆人过来。
They will conquer a place and move a group of their people there.
然后因为语言不通哦，你就自然没有办法反抗。就没有办法连结在一起，然后反抗亚述帝国。
Because they cannot communicate, so they cannot fight back.
因为这样子，所以撒玛利亚城里面有很多的外国人。
So in the city of Samaria, there are many foreigners.
因此啊，对传统的犹太人来说啊，他们觉得撒玛利亚人是污秽的。
So for the Jewish tradition, they despise the Samaritans.
他们觉得说这个已经不是纯正的以色列人，他们不再是神的选民。
They don't see them as clean Israelites.
甚至有些比较传统的、比较虔诚的犹太人。
The more traditional Jew,
他们甚至啊，在旅行的时候会绕一个大圈，避开撒玛利亚，不要沾染他们的污秽啊。
In their travels, they will travel around Samaria so they do not touch the unclean.
结果啊，在主耶稣讲的故事里面
，But in the story of Jesus,
这个侍奉神的祭司
，This priest that serves God,
绕开走了
，He walks around it.
这个属神的利未人
，This godly Levite.
绕开走了
walked around him.
但是只有这个被人所瞧不起的撒玛利亚人
Only the Samaritan who is despised by others
用爱心来真实的照顾这一个可怜人啊
had the love to care for this man.
这里到底要告诉我们什么
What is the story telling us?
告诉我们说就算你满脑子的知识满脑子的学问跟知识
If you have lots of knowledge in your brain
就算你圣经倒背如流
If you know the Bible very well
但是如果你没有爱心
But if you don't have love,
他说你的虔诚是虚假的
then your fervent is fake.
所以为什么要学道理
Why do we study the truth?
学道理就是要学会耶稣基督的榜样
We study to imitate Jesus.
耶稣基督的榜样是什么
What is the example of Jesus?
圣经里面讲说主耶稣看他们如同羊没有牧人就怜悯他们
Jesus saw the multitude as sheep without shepherd, and he had mercy on them.
所以在这里有这么，所以在那个时候有那么多人。
So there were so many people there.
为什么没有一个人去注意到这个少年人呢
？Why is it that no one noticed this young man?
没有人跟这少年人讲一下说，哎，年轻的，危险呐，下来，下来。
Nobody warned him that it was dangerous there.
或许你所说的一句话就改变了这个年轻人的一生。
Perhaps something you say will change this young man's life.
这个少年人睡着了。
This young man fell asleep.
这个少年人摔出去了。
He fell down.
这个少年人死了。
He died.
如果不是后来保罗让这个少年人又活过来啊。
If Paul did not resurrect this young man.
真的在场的每一个人他们一辈子都要活在这种良心不安当中。
Everyone there had to live their life and feeling guilty.
尤其是那些啊看见的本来想讲话的。
Especially those who saw, noticed him and did not speak up.
本来想跟那个年轻人讲说下来啊危险啊。
When they think they wanted to speak up.
但是后来想说关我什么事啊哎呀不要没什么好说的。
And changed their mind and said that's not my problem.
或者是说哎别人讲让别人讲别人会注意到。
Or think that someone else will tell him.
如果那个少年人真的那一天就死了
If this young man really died that day,
在场的每一个人通通都有责任
Everyone there was responsible.
一个都跑不掉
No one can escape it.
而且他们每一个人都要活在这种良心的懊悔当中
They had to live their life and feeling guilty.
如果我当时多说了一句
If they said something,
我明明想讲的
I wanted to say something.
我想拍拍他，跟他讲说不要坐在这。
I wanted to tell him to move.
啊，我怎么没有说呢
？Why didn't I do it?
所以其实啊，如果这个少年人后来没有复活
，If this young man did not resurrect,
在场的每一个人到最后都要活在这种生命的懊恼跟遗憾里面。
Everyone there had to live in regret.
啊，所以我们的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们看到了需要的人，看到了软弱的人
，When we notice someone in need or someone's weak,
我们千万不要闭口不言。
We cannot stay quiet.
啊，有另外一个原因，为什么一个人会闭口不言呢
？Why would someone stay quiet?
常常是因为不想惹麻烦，不想跟人起冲突。
They don't want troubles or they don't want conflict.
因为通常你要讲别人的问题，人家在心里都不舒服。
When you want to tell them of their problems, they don't feel good.
啊，就像我们所说，良药苦口。啊，忠言逆耳一样。
Just like saying that good medicine is bitter.
啊，所以很多时候啊，大家都想做好人。
People want to be good.
啊，尤其在我们这个世代哦。
Especially in this generation.
大家都想做好人。
Everyone wants to be good.
每个人都希望跟大家关系都很好，所以没有人要讲那些让人不喜欢的话。
Everyone wants good relationship with others, so nobody speaks up.
啊，所以在教会里面有状况、有问题怎么办？
What do we do when there's a problem in church?
很简单啊，推传道去啊。
It's easy, just tell the pastor.
传道，你去讲。
Tell the pastor, pastor, go and talk to him.
奇怪嘞，传道不能做好人是吗
？Is how come I cannot be the good one?
啊，其实传道也想做好人啊。
I want to be the good one too.
啊，但是啊，都是被你们逼迫，所以到最后传道都变坏人啊。
But you force me to be the bad guy.
啊，所以啊，其实很多时候啊，很多话我们都不敢说。
There are many things that I dare not to say.
不是我啦，你们呐。
you do not dare to say.
好，所以很多时候啊，明明知道有问题，但是我们都闭口不言。
We know there is a problem, but we do not speak up.
啊，但是你看，像现在这种状况。
But this happened.
这个少年人摔出去死了。
This young man fell and died.
我想啊，在当时一定很多人心里啊，非常的震惊啊。
I believe people were shocked.
其实我可以讲的。
I could have said something.
为什么我没有讲呢
？Why didn't I say something?
哦，所以这个是我们今天要注意的啊。
This is something we need to be careful.
有时候神让你看到一些事情。
God let you see things.
就是要给你机会。让你讲出来
to give you opportunity to say something.
啊，当然讲的动机很重要。
Of course, the motivation is very important.
你是因为爱这个信徒，爱这间教会，所以你的动机是正确的。
If your motivation is that you love this member and you love the church, then this is the correct motivation.
啊，但是除了动机以外
，but other than motivation,
态度也很重要。
The attitude is very important.
啊，一句话说的何宜。
If something is well said,
你好像金苹果放在银网子里面
，It's like a golden apple in the net.
所以我们不要觉得说我理直气壮，我是为教会好，所以我就严严的责备你啊。
We cannot say that we are in the right, so I can be harsh.
啊，这种责备没有人喜欢，你也不喜欢呢、啊。
Nobody likes to be rebuked.
啊，所以啊，不但动机要正确。
So other than the correct motivation,
同时态度要委婉。
We had to be gentle in our attitude.
然后言语要有智慧。
We had to be wise in our speech.
啊，所以我们看到的我们要说。
When we see it, we had to say something.
但是要怎么说？要求神赐给我们智慧。
But how to say it, we need to ask God for wisdom.
我们今天在座有很多的父母亲。
We have many parents here.
我们在养育儿女的事上。
When we raise our children,
也是要也要把。当说的话当教导的道理跟他们说清楚啊。
The things and the teachings we have to be very clear.
啊，在约翰福音的13章
In John chapter 13.
啊，主耶稣要为彼得洗脚的时候
When Jesus was about to wash Peter's feet.
彼得不要啊。
Peter denied it.
啊，但是主耶稣讲了一句话啊。
But Jesus said something.
主耶稣说现在你不明白。
And Jesus, you do not understand now.
将来你就知道了。
But you will know.
啊，你还是要洗脚。
You have to be washed.
这是教导今天主理父母亲带领儿女的方法。
This is how parents and the Lord should raise their children.
就是对的事情你要坚持。
We have to stand firm in the right things.
啊，你要教导儿女。
You have to teach your children.
但是就算他们不明白
If they don't understand,
你还是要坚持
You still have to stand firm.
因为长大了他们就知道了
They will know when they grow up.
这儿女不是你的
The children are not yours.
说儿女是神所托付给你的产业。
Children are inheritances given by God.
所以到最后你要跟神交账的。
You have to answer to Jesus.
你不要以为说这是我的小孩，我爱怎么带，我爱怎么教，我就怎么教。
Don't think that it's my children, so I can teach them how I want.
因为到最后审判的日子啊。
In the judgment day.
主耶稣会跟你说啊。
Jesus will ask you.
主耶稣会你说我的孩子呢？
Lord Jesus will ask you.
为什么没有在这里？
Why is he not here?
为什么没有在教会？
Why is he not in church?
为什么没有得救？
Why is he not saved?
为什么你没有负责？
Why weren't you responsible?
所以主耶稣最后会跟我们算账的。
Lord Jesus will ask us.
所以我们要在主里把孩子带大。
So we have to raise our children in the Lord.
该说的话，该教导的道理，我们要坚持。
There are teachings and things that we need to be firm on.
他们虽然不明白，长大就知道了。
Even though they don't understand, they will know.
所以像这些人看到这个少年人。
When these people saw this young man,
可能是不想惹人讨厌啊。
Perhaps they don't want him to hate them.
人家年轻人坐在那里坐得好好的，要你多事，要你找他麻烦。
He is by himself there. He is fine. Then why do you bother?
哎呀，现在的年轻人，他们知道自己在做什么啦。
People that are young know what they're doing.
不要讲，讲得让人讨厌而已啊。
If I say something, they would not like me.
所以有时候是为了要避免冲突，所以闭口不言。
Sometimes we want to avoid conflicts, so we stay quiet.
但是如果我们所说的、所做的是对的，是符合圣经的。
But if what we say and what we do are correct and according to the Bible,
我们要坚持，而且我们要教导。
We need to stand firm and we need to say it.
所以就是从这一段里面，给我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹。做一个思考跟做一个学习。
And this is a reflection and learning we can have from this passage.
在这件事情当中，最后保罗行了一个大神迹。
In this event, Paul performed a great miracle.
让这个孩子活活的被领了回来。
To resurrect this child.
但是同时也是给在座所有的在给当下所有的信徒一个严严的警告。
But it was also a warning for all the members there.
虽然你在学道。
You are learning the truth.
但是你所学的道理是为了要学道理就是为了要跟为了要学道理就是要学耶稣怎么样对人。
To the purpose of learning the truth is to learn how Jesus treated people.
所以我们千万不要学道理学到最后眼中没有人啊。
And we cannot learn the truth to the point that we don't see anyone.
像主耶稣他学到主耶稣他心中充满了神的道理。
The Lord Jesus was filled with the truth of God.
所以他生活当中就活出神的形象来。
Then in his life, he had the image of God.
这是给我们的提醒。
This is a reminder.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱诗63首。
Sing hymn 63.
We'll sing 1-2 跟最后一起。
We'll sing verse 1, 2, and 4.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.